U.S. Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut are calling on the Senate to pass a domestic terrorism bill in the wake of last weekend's shooting in Buffalo. Murphy says the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2022 will require federal law enforcement to address the threat posed by white supremacists and other hate groups.
It would require that the Department of Justice create a formal mechanism by which they have dedicated personnel in every single field office, including field offices here in Connecticut, that are dedicated to tracking and addressing hate crimes.
The bill passed along party lines in the U.S. House on Wednesday, yet all but one Republican voted against the legislation. Happy Friday. You are listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Over 100 gang members have been arrested on Long Island over the last 2 weeks. Is the government hiding information about UFOs? And New York lawmakers consider a change to the state's constitution. Those stories and more to come. I'm Sabrina Garone. Long Island law enforcement agencies have arrested 116 people that they say had outstanding warrants and were gang members. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
The U.S. Marshal Service led the effort to capture fugitives in what they call a two-week surge. Officials say some of those arrested were wanted for murder, robbery, and major drug trafficking. 69 were gang targets, according to the Marshal Service. The task force included some 200 officers from 16 agencies, which deputized some 100 Nassau and Suffolk officers and deputy sheriffs. They spent months compiling a list and then tried to arrest as many as they could in a short period of time. Officials say that the aim of the task force was to dismantle gangs and to get better intelligence. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
U.S. Representative Jim Himes of Connecticut took part in the first hearing Congress has held on unidentified flying objects in 50 years. Patrick Scahill reports Himes said members of the military shouldn't feel stigmatized when reporting UFOs.
During a hearing before a House Intelligence Subcommittee, Himes asked U.S. Naval Intelligence Deputy Director Scott Bray to help reduce conspiracy theories by defining what the military means by unexplained sightings.
When you say we can't explain, give the public a little bit better sense of where on that spectrum of we can't explain we are. Are we holding materials, organic or inorganic, that we don't know about? Are we, you know, picking up emanations that are something other than light or infrared that could be deemed to be communications?
Bray says the military has lots of information where there is simply too little data to create a reasonable explanation. That includes flight videos with recordings of objects the military now calls unexplained aerial phenomena, or UAPs. But no, there was still no government confirmation of extraterrestrial life.
When it comes to material that we have no material. We have detected no emanations within the UAP task force that would suggest it's anything non-terrestrial in origin. When I say unexplained, I mean everything from too little data the data that we have doesn't point us towards an explanation, but we'll go wherever the data takes us. Again, we've made no assumptions about what this is or isn't.
Lawmakers from both parties say unidentified aerial phenomena are a national security concern. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.
New York lawmakers are looking at a possible change to the state constitution to preserve the right to an abortion. That story after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
A 16-year-old from Milford, Connecticut, was arrested in connection to the fatal stabbing of another teen from neighboring Shelton. Police say an altercation broke out at a house party in Shelton last weekend. Three other males were also stabbed that night, one of them with serious injuries. The boy arrested is a student at St. Joseph's High School in Trumbull. He turned himself into police early Wednesday morning. He's being charged as an adult with murder and three counts of assault. The victim was a student at Fairfield Prep. New York's first Amazon Fresh location will be in Oceanside on Long Island. The supermarket will not have any checkout lines. Using just walkout technology, the customer's items will be tracked in a virtual cart and then be charged to the customer's Amazon account. Amazon says they're looking to hire hundreds of full and part-time employees. An opening date for the store has yet to be announced. 15 history museums in Connecticut received $3,000 each to upgrade their facilities through a statewide grant program called Museum Makeover. The program will help connect these facilities with resources from museum directors and a team of traveling curators to come up with ways to improve visitor experience and renovate exhibit space. The money was awarded through an initiative at the Connecticut State Library in partnership with the Connecticut League of History Organizations. New York state lawmakers are considering a change to the state's constitution that would enshrine the right to an abortion. As Karen DeWitt reports, the sponsor of the measure says it's needed now more than ever.
Senator Liz Krueger, who chairs the powerful Finance Committee, first introduced the measure in 2019, well before the leak this month of a U.S. Supreme Court draft opinion that would overrule the 1973 abortion rights decision Roe v. Wade. While New York codified the rights in Roe into state law 3 years ago, Krueger says more protection is needed. The proposed amendment would build on a clause added to the state's constitution in 1938 that provides protection from public or private discrimination on the basis of race, color, or creed. The new proposal would add categories of sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, national origin, ethnicity, age, disability, and sex, including pregnancy.
And that includes a person having the right to make their own decisions about their own bodily functions, the right to privacy and non-discrimination in pregnancy and in pregnancy outcomes, whether it is your choice to continue a pregnancy or not to continue a pregnancy.
Krueger says the amendment is also needed to guard against the potential of a federal law outlawing abortion if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the court and anti-abortion advocates win Congress and the White House. And she says it would also stop a future New York legislature and governor from overturning the state law that includes the protections in Roe.
You're also opening yourself up to people bringing challenges here in New York, as we're seeing them do all over the country, to try to override your laws and insert their positions and their judgments over you and your body and your autonomy.
In order to change the state's constitution, a vote by two consecutively elected state legislatures is needed before it goes to voters. The senator says if the amendment is first passed before this session ends in early June, it would be on track to be decided in the November 2024 elections. That's a presidential election year when voter turnout is expected to be high. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or anytime at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. Your favorite WSHU programming, including this podcast, is all made possible by listeners like you. So if you like what you hear, consider making a donation today. Big or small, it all helps and it's all appreciated. Thank you again for listening. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great weekend. Stay cool.